don't fear me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Five. Withdrawal. The next day, Mildred and a zombified member of the CCHS wrestling team were circling each other on the glass roof of the school's indoor pool building. Around and around they went, measuring each other up like the first few seconds of a collegiate wrestling match on loop. In most places, this might be one of the strangest sights in the world to see, but not in Utah, and not at Clearcut High School. And as it's really just another day, the people who saw the sight weren't calling the police or alerting authorities. Mildred was there. I'm happy they're putting wrestling back in the Olympics. Great sport, though I have to admit I enjoy some WWF myself, Mildred said. The zombified wrestler screamed out nothing but spit and noise in response. This one was way more zombie than the others. Okay, I was just trying to make conversation. You know, this is why the false stereotypes of zombies eating brains exists. No communication skills, Mildred mocked. The zombified wrestler raced towards her, but Mildred hip-tossed him almost off the roof of the building. Super fighting moves learned from many hours of watching pro wrestling at Aisha's house. The zombie pulled himself back up to a standing position, and then charged blindly at her again, flailing its arms and drooling as it approached. Mildred stepped to the side, grabbed it in an armbar, and forced it to the surface of the roof. The zombified wrestler tried to struggle free, but she placed a knee in its back and tied its hands and feet together with rope from her book bag, which is almost always on her back or slung over her shoulder, or tossed to Aisha to hold while she was kicking butt. She took and placed one foot on the zombie's head and asked a question. Now, why did someone lure me up here with a false note about Jim Lee trading cards? The answer to her question came when she spotted a large man in a hoodie who had been watching them during their tussle with binoculars from the school's tennis courts. Mildred practiced building jumping as part of her training routine because every good superhero has to have that skill. Between the indoor pool building and the tennis courts were three more buildings smaller than the aqua gymnasium. These other buildings are the basketball gym, the theatre building, and the music building. The campus of CCHS is really big. She sometimes plays it like a parkour track or an obstacle course, since so many of her battles happen there. Mildred, with amazing agility beyond any human athlete, jumped down from the top of the aqua gymnasium to the roof of the basketball gym, then to the theatre building, and finally stopping on the music hall. From on top of the music hall she scanned the area for the man in the hoodie, but he'd disappeared, which sent frustrating questions pumping blood fast throughout her body. As she jumped from roof to roof, she had kept her eyes on the man the whole time, but all of a sudden he was gone. Whoever he was, he's connected to what's going on. And she knows that deep down inside, this meant trouble was coming to head really soon. She made one final jump down and was standing on top of the tennis court fencing. While perfectly balanced there, she was wondering what kind of mess this really was. But as always, she loved the bit of not knowing that was always there with stuff like this. That would pass with age. She used that good feeling, even if it was a bit of misapprehension, to calm her frustrations down and started to think about what she was going to do for the upcoming science fair. Last year she did her project on how ancient astronomers measured the stars to fine-tune the building of ancient structures. That day ended with mummies. Students at CCHS are allowed to eat their meals in the lunchroom or anywhere else outside the classroom buildings. In the eyes of the school board, this creates a community and an active atmosphere among the students and helps make the high school campus look more and feel more like a college campus. And although CCHS is technically a public school, it falls somewhere between the regular public high school and the charter school type high school. They want the best at this school, and that's who they bring here, any way they can, up to and including some pretty shady stretching the rules ways. Clearcut High School was purposely built in an area with hardly any housing nearby, so the students they had to allow to attend by law were a very small number. That is why Aisha goes to CCHS, when her grades aren't at a high level, to say the least. Great atmosphere and great facilities makes going to school here not that bad, but it's still school, and it's still public school, and it's still high school. So as with all high schools, there aren't any students at CCHS without their own private set of anxieties, fears and tics. Aisha and Sasha were taking advantage of some of the good points of going to school at CCHS by having lunch on the baseball stands as the team started its off-season mini-practices. All the sports teams are allowed to hold tryouts and practices during the day if they do it as the student's gym requirement. When your school has money, it can push all kinds of rules to the side to benefit itself. Sasha was taking 2 non-homeschool classes this year, so she can qualify for early college enrolment her junior year of high school. Anyone who thinks homeschooling is easy doesn't know a thing about it. It's hard for everyone involved. Hell, it's a miracle finding textbooks for homeschooling that don't mention holy men riding dinosaurs carrying assault rifles, because most homeschool supply outfits are religious orientated, and sometimes so far tilted to the right, there is a possibility of drawing in their own drool. Aisha's mom thought about homeschooling her, but when she looked at how much it would cost, she said, "I really don't want to spend that much time with you, my lovely daughter." Sasha has loved being homeschooled and understands why her parents do it, but every chance she gets to do something outside of that routine, she takes it. When someone puts you in a protective bubble against the possibility of revenge seekers, it goes against logic, but you want to escape that protection even for a little bit of air. "So you're seriously going to graduate your junior year?" Aisha asked. "I'm already taking some college classes. The plan is to have an AA before I graduate high school," Sasha replied. "God, I made 2 friends and they're both super smart," Aisha said. "I wouldn't say super smart in my case," Sasha said. "She's super smart." "Well, you sure aren't taking basic anything, and I'm taking basic everything," Aisha replied. From the entrance of the baseball field, Mildred was able to see them. It had always been her and Aisha against everyone else. Even before the powers and the umbrella of weirdness that is her life, it was the two of them. She decided that the best thing to do on this day was to skip lunch and give her best friend a normal lunch for once. Plus, she hasn't decided if she likes Sasha yet. It was high school after all, so even beyond human high schoolers can feel the twinges of jealousy.
We hope you've enjoyed this chapter of the 10 Universe Middle Grade Series, Book 1. Written by Brian C. Williams, edited by Christina Ciceris, narrated by Stacey Taylor of Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor. Follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceBobT. Find more 10 Universe content at 10universe.blogspot.com. Copyright 2016 System Productions. You